Right, we're less than a week away from the big fight, Anthony. How are you feeling?
I feel brilliant. Honestly, I feel in the shape of my career, both physically and mentally. And I can't wait for Saturday to come around.
You're going to have to be, though, aren't you? This is the toughest fight, comfortably.
Yeah, without doubt, it's the toughest fight of my career. You know, on paper, it's the toughest. It's the best opponent of my career. But these are the challenges you want. I come into boxing, won a world title, and I want to prove that I'm the best. And beating Jorge Linares, I think, would prove all, it's always up for opinion and debate, but it'd certainly go a long way in proving I'm the most staking my claim, even that I'm the best lightweight in the world.
Some people would say winning a world title proves you're up there. Why take on the toughest fight in the division?
This is what I want to be remembered for, these big fights. Last time out, everyone thought I was going to try and swerve Ismael Barroso. It was never the case. I had a good win there, and then that's what it does. Like, since now, everyone wants a big fight again, and we've got it again. And one fight at a time, we'll beat Jorge Linares, what another big fight after that.
Do you need that as well? Do you need to be sort of challenged again to motivate yourself?
I've got no problem with motivation. I'm hungrier than I've ever been in my life. World champion or not. I mean, I'm fighting for the greatest prizes in the sport. If I can't get motivated for this or defending a world title, I'm in the wrong sport. It's time to call it a day.
So your WBA title's on the line, WBC Diamond Belt and the Ring Magazine as well. Yeah. What would it mean to you to get your hands on those?
It's hard to put into words, really, but it's the absolute ultimate. I mean, winning a world title, it doesn't get any better. I mean, I'd have to see Saturday night, but to have them belts as well, it's something what I don't really call a legacy fight. It's something that I'll be remembered for even more, and it's something I'll be very proud of and something that this city deserves for the way they get behind me.
All the belts, obviously, all the organisations carry their own history and heritage, but there's something about that Ring Magazine title as well, isn't there? For people in the business, it means a lot.
That's it, it's the prestige of it all. It's, like I said, the WBA belt, that'll always be my first franchise, and the WBC Diamond is an unbelievable belt, and they're going to look good on my mantelpiece. But the Ring Magazine, I suppose, is no English lightweight has ever won that before. You join an elite club if you win. I suppose you do when you win a world title, but you win a Ring Magazine belt, you join an elite club.
Tell us about your opponent, Jorge Linares, then, because he's one of the best in your division. Clearly, you don't get the WBC Diamond Belt if you're not. But what kind of fight is it going to be?
I think our styles can only gel to be a great fight. Both in good shape, both very confident. No excuses before it or after it. It's going to be a great fight, I really believe that. It's a fight, like I say, might have times where I have to come from behind, I might have times where it's not going my way, but at the end of it all, I ultimately and I truly believe that I'll be the one who's out there standing.
You mentioned it's a legacy fight. Do you allow yourself time to think about sort of the different directions your career can go in if you win or lose a fight like this?
All I think about is winning. I'm a realist, and any man can be beaten, but all I think about is winning. I just want to be involved in the big fights. That's all I want to be involved in now. And I've said it for a while there, you're so used to being in big fights, it's going to be hard to drop down for anything else.
We saw your little lad Jesse get in the ring there for you, with you for the workout as well. Obviously, family's important to you, and with everything you've been through, I mean, are you even giving thought to sort of how much longer you go on in the ring? Is that even on your mind at this stage?
I've always said that I'll stop boxing is when I feel that I've stopped improving, and I'm not doing things that I used to, but I feel that I'm still improving as a fighter, still improving as an athlete. Like you say, my family means absolutely everything to me. That comes first. I want these big nights, and obviously try and make life a little bit easier for them.